Information America's farmers and ranchers need to know. Adams on Agriculture. Now, back to Mike Adams.
Vessel congestion at West Coast ports is seemingly getting worse and impacting our ability to export products through those ports, very key ports. Let's talk about it with Travis Arp, Senior Director of Export Services and Access for the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Travis, thank you for joining us. Tell us about this situation. What's causing this congestion?
Yeah, good morning, and thanks for having me on. Yeah, the issue at the West Coast ports, I would say, is one that's been getting more complicated over the last couple months, and there's a few different factors that lead to that. First and foremost, you've got the pandemic-related issues with labor and limited availability of longshoremen to get those boats turned around, offloaded, and reloaded with U.S. exports. And so that's really created a bit of a backlog and congestion to where containers that are coming in, particularly agriculture goods, would be coming in by rail from the Midwest, don't necessarily have a vessel to get on when they arrive at the port. And so they're having to sit there and wait for the opportunity to get loaded and put on a boat to be exported to some of these key Asian markets. The other aspect of that is with a lot of demand in the United States for consumer goods for that would be coming in imported from Asia, there's some pretty big disparities in the freight rates for containers that would be coming from Asia into the United States, to where those Asian shippers are paying significantly more than the United States. So there's a impetus for the carriers, the shipping lines, to actually load up empty containers and send those back to Asia after they've been offloaded in the United States. And so that's limited the availability to containers, it's limited availability of space on these vessels, and has really just kind of created a really difficult issue for ag exporters out of the United States.
So how much is it slowing things down now as far as our ability to export out of those ports?
Well, we've talked to a lot of companies that are members of USMEF and agriculture exporters, and they said that on average, a container could get to a terminal on the West Coast and sit there for 10 days to 2 weeks on average. But we've heard instances of containers that have arrived and have had to wait 1 or 2 months even before they can get loaded on a container. And as those containers continue to back up, there's just not even that much available space to start to hold these containers as they wait for ships. And the backup has just kind of continued to build and build over the first couple months of 2021, to where those waits are seemingly getting longer every day.
Yeah, so you build up a backlog, and as you said, you run out of space to put anything waiting to get on a vessel. All right, so what's the solution? How do we resolve this?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. There's a couple aspects of it. One is, since a lot of this is pandemic-related, as people continue to get vaccinated, as longshoremen, the labor situation kind of stabilizes, that will help get those ships turned over more quickly to where, we can start to clear some of that backlog. You know, the other aspect of it is getting these carriers to play ball, if you will, with U.S. exporters a little bit better, is resolving the issue of them hauling these empty containers back to Asia and instead loading up, valuable U.S. exported goods to where that's just not to where that issue isn't one that is holding up containers and really. That's a difficult situation. We're trying to create some awareness within USDA, the Federal Maritime Commission, other government agencies, so they can work with these carriers and help them be a little bit more mindful to these U.S. exporters and what they have been.
We're talking with Travis Arp with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Sounds like those channels, though, can take some time. So in the meantime, the problem persists and perhaps even gets worse. Are we seeing a big increase in traffic from Asia, product coming into the U.S.?
Yeah, over the course of, I guess, the latter half of 2020 and into the first couple months of 2021, You know, with people staying at home, doing a lot of online shopping, a tremendous amount of demand in the United States for, like I said, a lot of these consumer goods, whether it's electronics, household items. I mean, a lot of that is manufactured in Asia and shipped into the United States. And so with that high demand, you know, that product has just really been flowing into the United States. But it's tough when you can't get that that kind of two-way traffic, if you will, on the vessels for U.S. ag exports going out and these consumer goods getting imported into the United States. And so that's really kind of ramped up over the course of, I would say, probably the last 9 to 12 months.
Obviously, this has a lot of impact throughout agriculture, but let's look at it from the meat standpoint that you deal with. What are we seeing as far as the meat supply chain? What's the impact so far been?
Well, if you look back at historical numbers, in 2020, we exported over $4 billion of U.S. beef and almost $3 billion of U.S. pork just through those West Coast ports alone, like Los Angeles, Long Beach, Oakland, Seattle, Tacoma. So those are really critical avenues to get U.S. beef and pork out of the United States and into key markets like Japan, Korea, China, Southeast Asian markets. Those are some of the biggest markets we export to. And so as we are trying to kind of project this out over 2021, if that backlog gets worse or does not really clear up, you know, there's over $7 billion of U.S. red meat exports at stake, not to mention all of the other you know, commodities from an agriculture standpoint that get exported through those terminals.
It's a reminder, I think, to us that we tend to take this infrastructure for granted sometimes. We talk so much about trade and trade deals and market access, all important, certainly, but you still have to be able to deliver the product once you make those sales. And when things like this happen, it makes it difficult.
Absolutely. And you know, we're looking at this or discussing it just from the port standpoint, but as that whole logistics pipeline starts to back up, you have delays on getting product out of the country, you have issues on getting, you know, product that would be produced in the Midwest, put on a rail car and sent to the West Coast. As that gets backed up, you know, we're looking at this more long term, and as that issue continues to compound on itself, you know, we could have packers that start kind of relooking at if they can't get that product out to these export markets, maybe they have to adjust their kills. That starts, you know, affecting the live animal side of things, and so this can really back up through the entire supply chain, which is why it's really critical that these West Coast ports start to work a little bit smoother and more efficiently on getting this product out of the country.
Yeah, there's a lot at stake here, but it sounds like, I mean, it's not going to be resolved overnight, right? It's going to take some time as the backlog builds.
Absolutely. This is not something that we can expect a resolution to in the days or the weeks to come. I mean, it's really an entire logistics supply chain issue through those terminals, and there's a lot of moving parts to it, but we're hoping that, again, as the pandemic issues start to sort themselves out, as the labor situation stabilizes, and hopefully if these vessels can be a little bit more cooperative with U.S. exporters, then as we get into the middle part of 2021, hopefully we'll start to see a smoothing out in the logistics pipeline.
Yeah, the way you described it, it sounds like it's like a full parking lot out there, product being moved from across the country to the West Coast, especially, say, from the Midwest. You move it out to the West Coast thinking it's going to ship out, and it may just have to sit there a while, it sounds like.
Yeah, there's at these West Coast terminals, there's areas that are just stacked up with dry and refrigerated containers. We've heard some of these rail lines that are bringing in ag commodities from the Midwest. Those containers are backed up on the rail lines, not even able to find spots to put a container at the terminal to sit, let it sit and wait for a vessel. I think a parking lot is a pretty good description of kind of how that what those look like on the West Coast ports right now.
Wow. We'll stay in touch, Travis. Hopefully we'll have some updates and improvements on this situation as we go along into here in 2021, hopefully. But thanks for bringing us up to date.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Travis Arp, U.S. Meat Export Federation Senior Director of Export Services and Access.